Today, the state Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the Point Thompson case, which could be critical for the future prospects of a natural gas pipeline and for the state's ability to compel oil and gas leaseholders to produce. APRN's Steve Heimel was there.
You can understand much about the Point Thompson case by looking at a map. A pipeline stretches from the nation's richest oil field at Prudhoe Bay, halfway to what some think may be its next richest oil field on the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But in between is a difficult part of the oil patch. The pipeline was built for BP's Badami field, but that field is problematical. The oil is thick and the wells have not produced very well. BP only fills the pipeline in warm weather. Extending the pipeline, however, would reach Point Thompson, right on the edge of the Arctic Refuge and full of an estimated 8 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. ExxonMobil has sat on leases there since 1977. The other important piece of the puzzle is the fact that the gas supply is needed to make a large diameter pipeline economical. And so in 2006, Governor Frank Murkowski's Natural Resources Commissioner Mike Mengi decided to force Exxon to act by moving to take away its leases for non-performance. Governor Sarah Palin's Commissioner Mike Irwin repeated that act in 2008, invoking a little-used part of Exxon's lease terms, Section 21. He took the leases away, and Exxon went to court. Exxon also started investing in drilling on the leases. A couple of years ago, State Judge Sharon Gleason ruled partially in Exxon's favor, saying the state violated due process in revoking the leases. Then she stayed her decision until the Supreme Court decided a few things. And that was what was argued in a very public session in front of the West High School auditorium full of students and interested oil industry employees and tons of lawyers, plus a few reporters. The court has not said when it will rule. There are two basic points. Was Exxon entitled to a hearing before losing the leases, and did the state spread its lawyers too thin, using them for both adjudicating and advising, creating a conflict that biased the decision against Exxon? Exxon argues that the field is not economical without a gas pipeline, and the state argues something else can still be produced. Whatever happens goes back to Judge Gleason, along with other aspects of the case. Meanwhile, Exxon is proceeding with its activity to develop natural gas liquids at Point Thompson, and the state still does not know if it has the authority to revoke leases for non-performance through Section 21. So it may matter a lot, or maybe not so much. Answering questions from the students after the arguments, attorneys for both sides said if the state did get the Point Thompson leases back and put them out for bid again, ExxonMobil might easily be the winning bidder again. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.